Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, The Echoing Universe: How Radio Astronomy Helps Us See the Invisible Cosmos by Dr. Emma Chapman is a popular science account of how radio astronomy changes what humans can know about space, rather than treating astronomy as only the study of visible starlight. Chapman explains how the universe emits information across the electromagnetic spectrum, including radio waves that human senses cannot detect directly. The book introduces readers to the instruments, physical principles, and historical developments that make those hidden signals usable. Its purpose is both explanatory and corrective. It shows that many of the most important cosmic phenomena, from distant galaxies and quasars to black holes, dark matter, dark energy, and the early universe, are partly invisible to optical telescopes. Written for general readers rather than specialists, it combines clear scientific explanation with selected historical anecdotes and contemporary research context. The result is a guide to astronomy as a broader practice of detecting, interpreting, and sometimes actively sending signals through space. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, radio waves expand astronomy beyond the limits of visible light. A central idea in The Echoing Universe is that human vision samples only a narrow part of the electromagnetic spectrum. While the cosmos communicates through many forms of radiation, Chapman uses familiar examples, such as X-rays, infrared radiation, microwaves, visible light, and radio waves, to establish that each wavelength range interacts with matter differently and therefore reveals different information. This framing is important because it prevents radio astronomy from appearing like a specialized ad onto conventional stargazing. Instead, it becomes a necessary extension of observation. Visible light can show stars, nebulae, and galaxies in ways that match human intuition. But radio waves can pass through dust, reveal cold gas, trace energetic processes, and expose regions that optical telescopes cannot interpret fully. The book, therefore, presents the invisible cosmos not as mysterious in a vague sense, but as inaccessible without the right receivers and analytical tools. This is the foundation for its broader argument astronomy advances when scientists stop treating the eye as the natural standard for knowledge and start treating the electromagnetic spectrum as a set of complementary information channels. Secondly, radio telescopes convert weak cosmic signals into measurable evidence. The book emphasizes that radio astronomy depends on technology that can receive, amplify, and analyze signals far too weak for unaided human perception. A radio telescope does not produce an image in the same direct sense as an optical telescope. It gathers radio energy, measures its properties, and allows scientists to reconstruct information about the source. This matters because radio signals often arrive after traveling immense distances, carrying traces of the physical conditions that created or altered them. By explaining the need for receivers, electronic amplification, and large collecting structures, Chapman shows that radio astronomy is a science of translation. The raw universe does not arrive in a ready-made picture. It arrives as measurable variation that must be processed carefully. The role of bigger and more sensitive telescopes follows from this logic. Larger instruments and coordinated arrays can detect fainter sources, distinguish finer details, and survey wider regions of the sky. The book therefore links engineering to discovery. Improved instruments do not simply make old views sharper, they make previously unreachable kinds of evidence available. Thirdly, radar astronomy makes observation an active exchange with nearby objects. One distinctive aspect of Chapman's presentation is the attention given to the active side of radio astronomy. Much astronomy is passive. Scientists collect radiation that planets, stars, galaxies, or gas clouds already emit or reflect. Radar techniques add a different method. Researchers can transmit radio waves toward nearby bodies, such as asteroids or planetary surfaces, and study the return signal after it echoes back. The time delay, distortion, and strength of the returning waves can provide information about distance, motion, shape, rotation, and surface properties. This approach is especially useful for solar system objects, where sending a signal and receiving its echo is physically possible within practical timescales. The concept also clarifies why radio astronomy is not only about distant listening. It can be an experimental interaction with the environment beyond Earth. By including this active dimension, the book broadens the reader's understanding of astronomical evidence. Space is not merely viewed from afar. In certain cases, it can be probed by carefully designed signals whose return encodes measurable properties. Fourthly, radio observations help investigate black holes, dark components, and cosmic origins. Chapman connects radio astronomy to some of the largest questions in modern astrophysics, including the behavior of black holes, the structure of galaxies, dark matter, dark energy, and the early universe. These subjects are difficult partly because they do not always reveal themselves cleanly through visible light. Radio methods can trace energetic jets from black holes, map neutral gas in and around galaxies, and study large-scale structure that informs models of cosmic evolution. The book does not present radio astronomy as a single solution to every mystery, but as one essential source of evidence among several. Its value lies in showing physical processes that other methods can miss or only partially describe. For example, galaxies are not just collections of shining stars. They also contain gas, magnetic fields, dust, and energetic particles. Radio observations help make those components part of the scientific picture. This topic gives the book much of its intellectual scope. It moves from the practical question of how radio telescopes work to the deeper question of how unseen signals reshape theories about the universe as a whole. Lastly, historical pioneers and future telescopes frame radio astronomy as a developing field. The echoing universe places scientific explanation within a historical and forward-looking frame. One notable example is Grote Reber. The amateur astronomer who built an early-purpose, built radio telescope in the 1930s and helped establish radio astronomy as a serious observational discipline. Such examples matter because they show that the field did not emerge fully formed from institutional astronomy. It developed through technical improvisation, curiosity, and gradual recognition that unexpected radio signals carried astronomical meaning. Chapman uses this history to make the science more concrete without reducing it to biography. The future-oriented sections are equally important. New and larger radio telescopes promise more sensitive surveys, broader sky coverage, and improved access to faint or ancient signals. This future is not described merely as a matter of scale, but as a change in the kinds of questions astronomers can ask. By pairing historical origin stories with present and future instrumentation, the book frames radio astronomy as a living discipline whose discoveries depend on both conceptual imagination and material infrastructure. In conclusion, The Echoing Universe is best suited to general readers who are curious about astronomy but want a perspective beyond familiar images from optical telescopes. It will also appeal to readers interested in the relationship between scientific instruments and knowledge, because the book repeatedly shows how what humans can discover depends on what they can detect. Its practical benefit is conceptual, rather than instructional. Readers come away with a clearer understanding of why radio waves matter, how radio telescopes differ from ordinary visual observation, and why invisible phenomena can still be studied rigorously. Intellectually, the book helps connect everyday electromagnetic experiences, such as heat, microwaves, and radio reception, to large-scale questions about galaxies, black holes, dark matter, dark energy, and cosmic history. Compared with many popular astronomy books, its distinguishing feature is its sustained focus on radio astronomy as a way of knowing. Not just as one chapter in a survey of space science, it balances accessibility with enough technical grounding to explain why the method works. Rather than relying mainly on spectacular images or broad cosmic wonder, it emphasizes signal, detection, interpretation, and the hidden structure of the universe. That focus gives the book a specific and valuable place within contemporary popular astrophysics. If you would like to support Dr. Emma Chapman, PhD, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.